What's happening, everybody? You're now tuning in to Producer's Corner with Spud Too Tight, and I have another hot show for you today. On the phone with me, I have a very talented producer. He has made his mark as the go-to guy for his sonic signature production that has also positioned him to work with other artists such as Raheem Devon, Fat Joe, Jay Holiday, and Wale. Please put your hands together and welcome hip-hop and R&B producer Mark Henry. What's happening, Mark?
How's going on with you, Fred?
Oh, man, I'm hanging in there, man. Thanks for coming and chopping it up with me on the show, dude. I really appreciate it, man. And I'm a big fan of your work, man. You got some hot tracks there, dude.
Yeah, thanks, man. I appreciate it. I'm working.
Well, Mark, man, first thing I want to talk about is digging for samples and really putting those things together, man. You know, I talk to a lot of guys who chop samples up, and, you know, a lot of guys when they're starting out, you know, it's just, you can get real easy just to pull up anything out the library, man, and try to make something happen, you know. But I think it really takes a good ear for music, for one, and also have an understanding of song arrangement and a choice for sound placements for your patches and drums and things, man. And, you know, that's an art in itself, man, and you're displaying that to the fullest.
Well, probably like back in maybe like 05, like, I started making beats on Fruity Loops. Because I just, like, one of my friends in my neighborhood had it. And then, you know, like, one of my best friends, like, told me one day, like, yo, you should sample on that joint. So I tried. Somebody showed me how to sample. Like, the first thing I ever sampled was, like, the theme song to, like, the SpongeBob movie. Like, with the pirates singing on the ship. It was so stupid.
Right.
But then, like, one of my friends was like, yo, you should sample, like, Curtis Mayfield or Marvin Gaye. And I was like, why would I do that? That's stupid. Right? Like, back then, I'm thinking, like,
right,
why would I do that? Because, like, originally, like, I didn't, like, grow up wanting to make beats or nothing like that. It just, like, happened. So, like, as far as, like, chopping up samples, though, I think it's, like, finding a tight sample and chopping it up, like, anybody can do that. But, like, when you really sitting down and, like, putting the chops together, I think that's kind of, like, where, like, the creative side kind of comes out. Because, like, if it's not really in you, then you might just, like, put anything together and make a loop and then be like, yeah, this is tight. But then everybody might not like it. But, like, if it's really in you and it's what you do, and, like, you're good at it, then people can hear, like, your sound and, like, you know, different things you can create. I think that's why a lot of people mess with my beats because, like, I mean, I'll chop up any sample, but, like, the way I arrange it, the way I do my drums, all types of things like that, I think that's what people like.
It does make a difference, man. I'm a keyboardist and also a music producer, and, you know, sometimes I'll hear a song that might be a favorite of mine, and, you know, just to be able to arrange it and do it differently is where I think a lot of guys really stand out. You know, especially when you're doing samples of things, and, you know, I've heard samples played and sampled over and over, but it's just the arrangement, the way you guys are going to chop it up, the tempos, you know what I mean, be able to speed it up or slow it down with some time stretching. But yeah, man, those little utilities and tools in itself can change the whole composition, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So what's your current setup in the studio, Mark, man? Are you doing everything totally in the box, or are you still tracking on MPC, or what you got in the studio?
Man, I've never used an MP before.
Okay.
I'm straight on Fruity Loops. Just, like, you can put me in the middle of the desert with just a laptop with Fruity Loops and my Beats by Dre headphones, and I can make you a hit.
Right. No, I mean, it's like a lot of guys that were using MPCs back in the day, probably a little bit more so now. Maybe less, I don't know. I mean, there's just a lot of other tools out there, software samplers, that I think are a little bit easier, and it's just more comfortable on screen than versus in the box on an MPC. But, you know, what I do like about the MPCs is, you know, the color of the sound. You know, I mean, you patch it into a mixer, man. I mean, it's really beefy.
I can tell the difference in the sound. I've heard them before, yeah. It sounds a lot different.
Now, for your software, are you using any software synths or plugins or anything in Fruity Loops? Or are you doing everything in the box in Fruity Loops?
No, I use a lot of, like, VSTs, and I have a lot of, like, different drum kits that I've found over the years and got from different people, and I layer my drums and create my own sounds.
Okay.
Different stuff like that.
Right. Now, I was going to ask you, man, building your library, man, other than maybe chopping samples from other records for kicks and snares, man, do you only do you create your own type of patches and do some layering type of kicks and snares and different combinations, or are you doing everything from samples and songs and things?
I know the drums that I do are like 90% of the time, maybe 95% of the time, my drums are all mine. Like the drums that I create, like I layer drums. They're not like sample drums. They'll be like, I don't even know what to call them. Just drums that I'll find, like drum kits that I find.
Mm-hmm.
It might be a drum kit from like an MP or different keyboards. And like, I'll just like layer them and EQ them and make them sound the way like I want it to sound.
Right.
Like drum loops and stuff like that. If I use a drum loop, like you'll pretty much be able to tell. But like when you just hear like a drum pattern that sounds like it was a drummer, or if it's just like original, then usually it's just me.
Now let's talk about your drums, Mark, man, because that's one of the things that really stand out in your tracks. That to me, is the way your drums are hitting, man. I mean, what type of signal chain are you running on your drums and your kicks and snares? Are the you know any special cue settings, or maybe you're coming back out and maybe back in through an external hardware of some sort? But are you doing everything in the box, mixing, or?
I do everything in the Fruity Loops and on the mixer.
Okay. Are you using any Waves plugins, or is everything just in Fruity Loops?
Nah, as far as the drums go, everything is just in the Fruity Loops.
Okay. Now, Brandon, yourself as a producer these days, Mark, man, we got a lot of tools that I think a lot of producers couldn't take advantage of maybe 10, 15 years ago, man. I mean, what sort of steps are you using now to brand yourself as, you know, the new up-and-coming producer, man, really putting that sound out there?
I got some advice from Raheem, like, last year about, like, a way to, like, market yourself. And it basically, like, you go online and basically, like, market yourself as an artist, kind of, like, promote your stuff. Like, find somebody that can do a lot of, like, online marketing and promoting and, like, basically, like, blast your stuff out there, like, tweeting it to people, like, blasting it out on Facebook, on Tumblr, like, all the different social networks. Just like getting your name out, and it's like if the music is good, it'll keep going further and further. Like there's a lot of people that blast out their stuff, their music ain't all that good, and like they wonder, like they probably thinking like, man, I put in all this work, and ain't nobody paying attention. I'm like, it's probably because your music ain't good enough. But I mean, I think if your music is good enough, it'll go pretty far. Like once people click play once, if they like it, they'll remember your name. That's what I think.
Right. Man, now how is that working with Raheem Devon, man? I know you guys been working and collabing a little bit on a couple of tracks and things, man. How has that been working with Raheem Devon as a vocalist?
Yeah, man, it's pretty cool. It's real cool to, like, see him in the studio, too. Like, the way he records is, like, unlike most people. It's unlike a lot of R&B singers, I would say. He records, like, in the studio a lot similar to, like, Jay-Z would do a song. Like, he doesn't write anything. Like, it's weird. I don't get it, but he does it, and it comes out good every time.
Right.
We've been working on his album, too. Like, I got a couple of joints for his next album that are, like, real good.
Wow. Now, I want to ask you that, though, Mark, man. What's your approach, man, you know, from starting a track from scratch? You got a new artist you're about to work with. You haven't had a chance to really sit down and let them vibe with your style and vice versa. Do you like to present them with a library of existing material you have in the crates, or do you like to start fresh and maybe give them some new fresh music that you feel that might better fit their style better?
Well, when I meet somebody, like, I prefer to like ask what they like first, and then also like if they have like pre-recorded music that I can listen to get a feel of what they sound like that helps even more. But like, if I can get an idea, then I can pretty much go in my library and pick out some stuff that might be similar to that style or, like, might perfectly fit. Like, if I don't, then, I mean, I'll let them know, like, give me, like, a couple days. I'll go work on something for you, or I'll work on something in front of them. Like, it doesn't matter.
Right. So what's on the musical agenda for 2011, Mark?
Well, right now I'm working with Fat Joe on his project. Like, it's possible that I might be doing the whole thing, his next mixtape. Then, working on Raheem's album, of course. Then Jay Holiday's album. Working on Wale's album. Then, possibly working on Rick Ross album. I mean, I think I am, but I don't want to, like, say that, and then I end up not getting a joint on there.
Right.
Then, who else? Hopefully Jim Jones joint. Just working on Phil Ide's album, or mixtape. He's on 368, Ryan's label. And The Future also, he's on 368. And then Black Cobain's project, he's on Wale's label, The Board. And who else? Oh, the singer named Madean. She's from VA. She's on Carmelo Anthony's label.
Okay.
And she's gonna be pretty dope. Who else? I'm working on a lot of stuff. I can't even name all of it. Like, my mind goes blank sometimes when I start talking about it.
No, that's cool, man. It sounds like you got a lot of things burning in skillets, so that's what time it is right there. But
yeah.
Mark, it's been a pleasure having you on my show, man. I'd love to have you back, man. Talk about your new artist that you're working with and your new musical endeavors, man.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. You could feel free to hit me up anytime, man. I'm always working.
Oh, no doubt, man. We'll keep in touch, dude. All
right, thanks, man.
All right, best of luck to you.
Bye.
Big shout out to thank you to Mark Henry for coming on the show and chopping it up with me. You know, what's cool about Mark Henry, man, he's got a really good ear for putting beats together. You know, his choice for samples, the arrangement of the samples, and also his drum programming, man, is really off the charts. So, big shout out to Mark Henry. And for more information on Mark Henry, you need to check out his website at www.markhenrybeats.com. www.markhenrybeats.com. And for my past and current interviews, you can hit me up at www.spudtootight.com. www.spudtootight.com. And I'm also available on iTunes as a podcast. So if you have a Mac, a PC, an iPhone, an iPad, or an iPod, open up the iTunes store, type in the producer's corner, click in my image, and you'll have a list of my past and current interviews as well. And to close out this show, I'm going to let the track that's playing in the background close out the remaining of the show. And the title of the track is called Float Away by Jay Holiday, produced by Mark Henry. So I want to thank everybody for tuning and listening in. Until next time, you guys keep it tight. Peace.
I'm just going to swim through the day. If you just lay here, my dear, I'm going to make you scream. Scream my name. I don't want you to run away from me. I just want you to let me do my thing. I know that you like to scream my name. Scream my name. Scream my name. Shawty, I know that you're used to the lanes, but call me Rain Man. I can make it rain like drip, drop on down to the sheets. I'ma kiss you from your fingertips down to your feet. So you can go on and holler. Ain't nobody here. I know you're loving what you're getting, cause I feel you, baby. Girl, I'ma eat you like a peach. I'ma give you sex on the beach. Oh, I'm stroking, baby. Stroking, you gush in the ocean. I know that you like when I'm pushing it. So you, your captain, gonna sit back, relax. I'm just asking, baby. Listen, see I can't even lie, the shawty feeling nice, but she only dripping wet because I'm hitting ride. So she gushing out while I'm pushing in, she on the love boat and I'm the captain. So do not disturb, yeah it's on the dough, but send the towels up, we need a couple more. She's soaking up my sheets because I'm swimming deep, but when we done we gon' repeat.